This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Trump is naming a border czar, as he calls him. The AP's Donna Warder.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Homan said the military would not be rounding up and arresting people in the U.S. illegally, but that ICE would move to implement Trump's plans in a, quote, humane manner, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
A Manhattan judge is expected to rule tomorrow, Tuesday, on whether to uphold Donald Trump's hush money verdict or toss it on grounds of presidential immunity. Wildfires have been searing on both coasts. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
A New York Parks employee dies fighting one of several wildfires in the New Jersey-New York area amid dry conditions that have prompted air quality warnings. Police say they're investigating the death of 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a Parks and Recreation aide killed Saturday in the Jennings Creek wildfire. I'm Julie Walker.
That wildfire in Ventura County, California, that's forced thousands of people to run, is 31% contained now. It's burned 32 square miles. A shooting on Sunday during homecoming weekend at Tuskegee University in Alabama has killed one person, 16 others injured. A man's been arrested on a weapons charge. Today, November 11th, is Veterans Day. This is AP News. We've got the AP Entertainment Update now.
Musician Sean Diddy Combs has filed a new request for bail, citing new evidence. Combs has been held in a New York City jail since his arrest in September while he awaits trial in May on charges he abused and coerced women for years. Combs has pleaded not guilty.
This ain't Texas.
Beyonce leads the Grammy nominations with 11 off the strength of her Cowboy Carter album. Besides album, record, and song of the year, her nominations are in pop, country, Americana, and rap categories.
Be my victim.
Actor Tony Todd, best known for playing the title role in the 1992 horror movie Candyman, has died at the age of 69. Todd said in a 1995 AP interview, even he was a little superstitious about saying Candyman's name five times.
If you see me on the street, don't say Candyman to me because it might be the fifth time in that given period.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.